This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Nonprofit arts organizations are having to make some difficult decisions these days. With performances out of the picture, how will they stay afloat? The Idaho Shakespeare Festival has been thinking about emergencies that would affect their bottom line for a long time, but they were thinking of a different kind of crisis. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Charlie Fee, the executive director of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
Well, can I assume that you are considering several scenarios regarding the possibility of a season this year?
Well, of course we are. We went into this crisis this year from a very, very solid and strong financial position. What that means is we have been for many years capitalizing our company, and one of the most important things that we've been capitalizing against are emergencies. Now, I have to say, I was expecting the first big emergency that we would face would be wildfires and smoke. We've seen that have a terrible effect on the company in Oregon at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And we know that that was coming. So we have been putting money aside for, essentially this kind of emergency. Now, this is unlike anything any of us have experienced. We have gotten through other difficult times, 9/11, the recession of 2008 through 10. But in none of those earlier crises, and of course other recessions, in none of those were we stopped from producing our work. We don't have to make a rash decision to just shut down. We are not going to make a rash decision to just cancel our work. And we're going to take this a week at a time.
So can I, so does that mean a possible contraction? I'm guessing then you have several options.
So because we perform in rep, that helps us. Because our very first show up is Much Ado About Nothing, and it's completely built and fully rehearsed. We haven't teched it, but that's okay. So we have that ready to go. If I can get the trucks out of Cleveland and I can get people on airplanes to come to Boise. Our first deadline is April 30th. And on April 30th, I have to tell the acting company and the whole entire production team, stage managers, et cetera, that they're either getting on a plane in 10 days or they're not. And if we can't guarantee that we can go into rehearsal on that date, we move it off 1 week. And then we move it off another week. And I just keep rolling those weeks. And all the companies on board for this. And we have to wait till we get a window where we all feel safe that we can travel, gather in Boise and rehearse, and know that we can bring an audience into our theaters. But I'm not at this point going to make a decision earlier than I have to.
And then now, you have a season of Ain't Misbehavin', Henry V, Emma, and Sleuth. I'm going to guess then you get creative with that.
Even with a late start, because I'm willing to do it with a late start. And maybe we'll only have 10 performances of Much Ado. Maybe we open Ain't Misbehavin' late or on time. We then rep it with Henry V. Maybe we don't, right? So you see what I'm saying is we just keep taking this a week at a time.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot this morning.
Yeah.
You, as an artist, and your productions, time and again, help us rethink the human condition. So I'm curious where you're finding inspiration lately.
Well, I mean, you know, the work that we do, particularly, well, in this instance, the work on the Shakespeare plays, you know, cannot help but remind us that, look, Shakespeare's company and the stages that he worked on were closed on a regular basis. For health reasons.
It was the plague, right?
The plague,
yeah.
Right. In a way, I think one of the things it tells us is, look, these kinds of events we're all going to experience, and we're going to survive them, and we're going to get back to our work and on our stages. And as you said, George, at the beginning, think about this. This may be the only time in all of history that every theater in the world is shut.
Yeah.
Not just every theater, but every museum, every symphony hall, you know, it's really a kind of earth-shattering to imagine that all of this art is just on hold. We're all trying to figure out, what are people going to come back to the theater? Are they going to still be afraid to come back into a theater? Are they going to come with a sense of just, you know, I need this so badly to be together with my community, you know, and in our community. And so we're all over the map in thinking about what will happen. And it is very, it's very difficult to imagine. On the one hand, we do think, oh man, if I can just get our season open in Idaho at some point this summer, I know our audience will be there with us and it will really be a celebration. We'll only be in that theater if everyone feels safe to be there, and then we'll be able to celebrate together. And I do hope and believe that we will get there at some point this season.
Charlie, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you give us a taste of Henry V?
Oh, George, as if I can just conjure up a speech from Henry V.
We'll give it a try.
Well, the opening of Henry is very unusual. And it's just an actor, essentially, walking on stage to address directly the audience sitting before him. And this begins with, oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention, a kingdom for a stage. Piece out our imperfections with your thoughts. Think, when we talk of horses, that you see them printing their proud hooves in the receiving earth. For 'tis your thoughts that now must deck our kings, carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me, chorus to this history, who prologue-like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge our play.
Charlie Fee is producing artistic director of the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, which we anticipate with such greatness this year. Stay safe, stay healthy.
George, thank you. Stay safe, stay healthy. I will see you this summer.
I look forward to it.
Thanks, George.
And that was our George Prentice speaking with Charlie Fee from the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. And, you know, we are keeping you updated with the very latest on the coronavirus on our website. Go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org for our updated blog. We are also looking for your questions. Next Wednesday, as we've been doing, we will be bringing in Idaho doctors and medical experts waging the war on COVID-19 in our state. You have a question for them? Leave us a voicemail. We may use it on Wednesday's show. That number is 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. It's Friday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here Monday.